one of the few sites in Jerusalem that's generally believed to be authentic is a place called Gabbatha, or the pavement, which is mentioned in John's account of our Lord's trial. And I was able to see this stone or this marble pavement. And what's remarkable about it is that there appears to be a kind of board game that the soldiers carved out with their knives on the pavement. Who knows if it was there when Jesus stood trial, but we know and we can imagine soldiers, this was routine. Palestine was filled with religious fanatics and rebellions. And there were a lot of trials, a lot of death sentences, a lot of crucifixions. And can you imagine, as I did, that it could very well be there's some soldiers while Jesus, having been scourged and humiliated and now being sentenced to death, were just down there kind of rolling the dice, playing their game. This was not unusual for them. And I took that then, and I still take it, as a picture of how we can just hear a story like this and kind of go on to the next thing. It's very human. We just get used to it. So we're going to offer you an opportunity to maybe engage it in a physical way. We do this every year. We have a cross. We've been using it for years. And if you are so inclined, and it's an invitation to come get a piece of paper, write down your sins or something that speaks of them, fold it over, and nail it to the cross. Nail it to the cross. Because that's precisely what the cross is about. John, who wrote the gospel from which we have heard the story told, he writes probably a good 50 years later. He's old now. And he's a very tender person. He wasn't so as a young man. In fact, he and his brother were called sons of thunder by Jesus, because they were so volatile. But at the end of his life, he writes these words. He says in the first letter of John, he said, "Dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. And this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. And this is love. Not that we loved God. No. But that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." So a good alternative to the board game and all that stands for is to take a nail and a hammer and remember what it cost Jesus to extend God's forgiveness to you. Now, the cross is an ugly thing. It's really ugly, and it'll be noisy here in a few minutes as we hear people driving nails into the wood. A house was on fire. A family was awakened in the middle of the night and ran outside, and then to discover to their horror that their baby was still upstairs. The mother ran back inside, and the house was engulfed in flames, and found her little boy, brought him out, but her hands were terribly burned. And all he knew about her hands as he grew up was that they were scarred and claw-like, because of what it took to save him. He didn't know that, and how do you explain that to a four-year-old? And he was often embarrassed at his mother's hands. The cross can be that way. But when he was old enough and was told how her hands got that way, for the rest of his life until she died, he would take her hands and he would kiss them. That's what this is an invitation to do. This ugly instrument of execution. Yeah. It was God's love. Now, in a few moments, we're going to invite you down and lay the cross out and give you this opportunity. So, Lucas and Aaron, would you position the cross for us? And when you're ready, if you're ready, we'll still dismiss chapel at our regular time. But if you need to stay after dismissal, you can do that. We want to give you plenty of time to come down and engage this cross.